Diksha Pal Narayan looked out upon the spirited scene at First Ontario Arts Centre Milton's Mattamy Theatre with a sense of joy and satisfaction. And for good reason. With Bollywood West Dance Studio, the dance class and Deep in Dance offering different routines to the same music and audience members trying their hand at the various movements, the performance checked off all three boxes on the Milton Culture Day's overall vision. Diversity, unity and community connectivity. It was fantastic, said the Arts Milton program coordinator of one of the highlights of her second year at the helm of the three-week, September 20th to October 13th, showcase, held in partnership with the town of Milton. That's our main aim, is to make sure everyone has an interactive experience, that they're not just coming to see people perform. It's to have that experience with them. With an ample dose of visitor engagement part of the more than 100 individual events this year, Milton was once again recognized as one of the country's top Culture Days communities, ranking fourth among mid-size municipalities for a second straight year, and 10th overall in Canada. This year's festivities featured a world dance theme, which Pal Narayan said suited the town well, with its wide array of talented schools and groups. With day one of the showcase welcoming a whopping 2,500 people, Milton Culture Days included a vibrant cultural tapestry, with contributions from the African, Chinese and South Asian communities, among others. And dance performances and lessons were just part of the all-around experience. Youth take part in Milton Culture Days mini gallery exchange. Sarah Arfin Photography. With strong ties with the Milton Public Library and Milton Historical Society, Arts Milton, aided by 60 to 70 volunteers, put on everything from book readings, art and photography workshops to a Halton paranormal ghost walk and porch-style concerts at Mill Pond. Wholesome Gallery featured a dance-themed art exhibit with creations from 38 participants, ranging from grade 6 to adults. While an ill-timed downpour nixed some outdoor events, there was still plenty for Miltonians to enjoy, including a first-time mini-art gallery led by local artist and Arts Milton board member Alicia Uccello. The exchange format saw participants explore their artistic side and add to the small canvas gallery and choose a tiny creation to take home. It was a big hit, said Dal Narayan, whose organization has put on Culture Days since its inception 15 years ago and will begin its 25th anniversary season in January. It was pretty cute. Looking back at the three-week showcase as a whole, she described it as surreal. I think there's so much talent in our community, and it's an overwhelming experience to see so many beautiful artists come together and showcase their different kinds of works. It's definitely my favorite time of year. There's so much of Milton coming together to do so many creative things. Neighboring Oakville placed first both in mid-size municipalities and overall in Canada, while Halton Hills topped the smaller community rankings. Click here for more on Culture Days.